Yesterday, I started watching Star Trek Strange New Worlds series. I guess it's a prequel to the original Star Trek, and that Captain Pike and Spock is just coming on. And the diversity in it irritated the hell out of me to the point where I had to turn it off. First of all, Captain Pike goes to the bridge, all female. Of course, the Rural role is a black female, lesbian looking female. Everybody else is females, the Asian looking female. Just females, just all females. First, Pike is like there with his girlfriend, right? And they got her, you know, she's the captain too. You know, of course, she's got to be equal. She's the captain, she's flying out. She's just as accomplished as he is, blah, blah, blah. In fact, he's the white male, but he has weaknesses. Starts to show off with his weaknesses. And so he goes up for a ride. Beautiful way of shot. Then you see a spaceship come flying in. I was like, oh, okay. And of course, a black man gets off of it. I was like, okay. Not that black people can't do that. Not that black people aren't smart enough to do that. Because there are some tests about cognitive ability that seem to be cut along racial lines. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying how I feel or what I feel yet. I'm not even sure how I feel or what I feel yet. But there's been studies and tests done to show cognitive ability can almost be placed directly to showing relationships with racial groups and how good or bad they do on certain tests. But I'll leave that out. Because the point is, I do believe black people are capable of doing anything. I believe white people are capable. I believe Asians. I believe anybody is capable of doing anything. If anything, if there's anything I may have believed, I believe maybe culture. What is culturally pushed? What is culturally prize? Some cultures are just going to be different. Some cultures are going to prize education. Some cultures are going to prize math. Some cultures are going to prize other things. So let's just leave it at that. It's not so much that I was shocked to see a black man in that role. It's not that I don't think they can do it. It's not that I don't think they have the capability or the cognitive ability. It's just, I just knew it was DEI. I knew it was DEI and it bugged me. But I let it go. It bugged me, I let it go. Then, of course, he went to the ship, went to the bridge, all females. One lesbian haircut looking, black one, Asian one, all female. And then he's like, oh, okay, let's go see the ship dock. Went down there, and he was black. That's why I had to cut it off. I just cut it off. I can't. It's not that I don't believe in it. It probably could be that I don't believe. The overall, over-diversified scenario. So basically, there was only one white male in the whole half hour of the show. And Spock is a Vulcan. In his relationship, the female is dominant. She asked him to marry. And he was like, I thought you never asked. I get it. I get empowerment. I get we're trying to right the wrongs of years and years and years of white male dominance, patriarchal dominance. I get it. I get it. But there has to be some reality. I don't think going overboard, slapping your enemy, same thing that they were doing. It's the same thing that you said the white male patriarchal dominance was doing. But in reverse, you're showing all white males as weak and barely any roles. Oh, what started the show off was it's about first contact. I guess a ship made first contact and it wasn't heard from before. And of course, the first person you see in the show was a black female. The first person you see in the show was a black female. So that just kind of kicked it off for me right there. How can I forget that part? So I get it, but it bugs me. It irritates me when I see it so non-proportionally displayed. It's too much. It's just way too much.